Good morning, my name's Martin Hills. I'm one of the ministers here. My responsibilities are for youth work within the church. Aren't kids great? Haven't we had a fantastic service this morning with drummers and bell players and puppets? Kids are fantastic. Anyone who knows children will tell you that children are full of surprises, that they always keep you on your toes, that there is never a dull moment when they are around. Children are the source of much amusement, and also it would be true to say their fair share of tears. In fact, for some adults, children can be a little bit like Marmite. You either love them or you hate them. Sometimes adults view children as annoying, maybe as something to be avoided, or something that just gets in the way. Sometimes they are seen as objects of fun. Listen to how Johnny Depp describes a child. He says, when kids hit 1 year old, it's like hanging out with a miniature drunk. You have to hold on to them. They bump into things. They laugh and cry. They wet themselves and they vomit. At other times, adults can view children as being very insightful. We can experience things through them, and we can learn things from them that can be life-changing for us as adults. As one children's author writes, grown-ups never understand anything by themselves, and it is tiresome for children to be always and forever explaining things to them. Let's listen to Divine now as she comes and reads to us this morning from Luke chapter 18.
Some people brought their babies to Jesus for him to place his hand on them. The disciples saw them and scolded them for doing so. But Jesus called the children to him and said, let the children come to me and do not stop them, because the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Remember this, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it.
It's important for us to realise that the children in our story this morning were quite often overlooked. You see, although Jewish law placed a heavy burden of responsibility on parents to bring their children up under God's law, and their laws also placed responsibility on the community to support children as they grew, children still had a low standing in society and were often viewed as having nothing to contribute. It would be fair to say that children were valued by God, provided for by law, and tolerated by adults. Children still needed to know their place and to learn how they fitted in society. Perhaps they needed to learn the seriousness of being an adult, because we all know that adults are very serious people. In our society this morning, we see that the disciples, that's Jesus' close group of friends, clearly felt that the place of children was not with Jesus at this point. In their eyes, Jesus was far too busy, far too serious to be wasting time with children. But in this story, we see that Jesus turns the cultural norms of the day upside down. We see that Jesus has a different view on children, because Jesus is radical. For Jesus, the children are important. And if the parents want to bring them to him, he will not turn them away. Jesus uses this opportunity to teach the disciples and the crowd about the kingdom of God. Jesus uses the children to teach the adults a lesson. And there are lessons here for us to learn too. Firstly, we learn that in God's kingdom, everyone is welcome. Have you ever felt unwanted? Have you ever had a time when your presence has not been accepted or appreciated? Have you ever been made to feel insignificant, small, or useless? Have you ever been somewhere and wished you were somewhere else instead. You've been made to feel so unwelcome. Have you ever been treated like you're just not there? If you can identify with any of those statements, then I want you to hear clearly this morning that Jesus is telling you God's kingdom is for everyone. One of the first lessons we learn from Jesus' encounter with the children is simply this: you are welcome. What does Jesus say to the disciples when they stop the children? He says in verse 16, "Let the children come to me and do not stop them." Jesus stopped the disciples. He told them off and he welcomed the children. The fact that a famous teacher such as Jesus is taking time out to spend with children is significant to all who see it. Jesus is laying down a marker for everyone to see. Jesus is saying that God's kingdom is open to all, no matter of your background, your age, your status, or of your ability. Jesus is saying that he does not care how the world values you. He loves you. He values you. You are important to him. In saying that, he also is saying that the church should be the same. When Jesus tells the disciples off, he's also telling us off as the church. We are to be welcoming to all. We are not to stand in the way of people coming to Jesus and experiencing his love for themselves. And I hope that there's nothing in your experience today, in our service today, that has blocked you or is blocking you from experiencing God's love in your life. Secondly, we learn from this passage that we have to approach Jesus. In this story, we see that Jesus did not seek out the people. It was the mothers and the children that came to Jesus. They came to him. Some of the children would have been carried to see him, as they were carried up this morning to be blessed and dedicated by Paul. They were carried because they were too small to walk. Some would have been toddlers, and maybe they were led by the hand to see Jesus. And some were older, and perhaps they would have run towards Jesus, keen to see this famous teacher. It is clear from the story that they were not all babies in arms for Jesus to cuddle. No, they were babies, toddlers, and children, all wanting Jesus to place his hands on them. I guess a modern equivalent would be Kate and Will, our new royal golden couple, when they go on their tours. Parents and children wanting to see them, rushing to get the best spots by the hoardings. Maybe they're hoping that they might get a shake of the hand. Maybe they want to give them flowers. Or maybe they're hoping for an indulgent cuddle from Kate on their baby. Or maybe they're hoping that Will give their child a pat on the head. Well, whatever. The children in this story, they came to Jesus with no real agenda. They had no sense of self-importance. They used no showy words or big gestures. They came to see Jesus, to learn and to receive. They came to Jesus in hope. They came to Jesus because they could. We can learn a lot from children about their simple understanding, their openness, and their desire to learn and to receive. We can learn a lot from the children in this story about how we meet with Jesus. You see, Jesus doesn't force himself on anybody. He waits for us to come to him. Jesus is willing to meet with us. No one is blocked from meeting him. And we know from this story that it is down to Jesus, down to us, to approach him. And finally, we can learn from this passage that we have to trust Jesus. It is a fact that children trust, and they trust adults. From birth, children learn to trust adults for all kinds of things. For food, for hygiene, for clothes, for shelter, for love. It is true, sadly, that for some, their trust is shattered by the behaviour of the adults around them. But the truth remains, children trust. It is this childlike trust that Jesus is speaking about when he says to the crowd in verse 17, "Remember this, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." Jesus is not saying that you have to be like a baby. He's not saying that you have to behave like a child and play like a child. Jesus is not saying we need to abandon our adult understanding of life or even our seriousness. Jesus is simply saying that to receive the kingdom of God, we have to trust. Or to put it another way, to have a friendship with Jesus means that we have to learn to trust Jesus just as a child trusts its parent. But what is this kingdom of God and where is it? Simply, it is where we become part of God's family. It is where we join his community. The kingdom of God is where God is in control, where we live for him, where we follow him. It is not some far off place, somewhere to go. It is here. It is now. It is in the everyday. We join this kingdom when we approach Jesus, when we trust him, and when we follow him. This passage is not saying that only children can join the kingdom. It is not saying that Jesus is only somebody for the kids, something cute we can teach them about at church while they are young. No, this story is saying that Jesus is for everyone, that God's kingdom is for everyone, whatever age, whatever background, whatever our past. God's kingdom is open to all. To find it, we need to approach Jesus. To receive it, we need to trust Jesus. I wonder, how do you respond to this story this morning? Let's pray. There may be some people here this morning that have not yet put their trust in Jesus. And maybe today is the day when you approach him and say, "Yes, I want to find out about this kingdom for myself." If this is you, then say the words of the prayer quietly to yourself as I pray them now. Dear God, I thank you for Jesus and all that he teaches me about you. I want to find out more about you. I want to learn what it means to put my trust in you, like a child trusts their parents. I want to learn about your amazing love for me, and I want to discover for myself what it means to be part of your kingdom. Lord Jesus, I come to you now and put my trust in you. Amen. And now a prayer asking God to help us to trust him every day. Father God, we thank you for Jesus, for his love and for his faithfulness. We thank you that Jesus is always there for us, ready to help us when we need. Right now, for some of us, life is tough and we are struggling to trust Jesus. Some of us have forgotten what it is like to have the trust of a child and simply wait on Jesus. And for some of us, the busyness of our everyday lives means we have forgotten to spend time with Jesus. Father God, help us all to trust in Jesus. Help us all to stay close to him and to live every day as part of your kingdom. Amen.